In Canada, Canadians have always expressed a great deal of immediate interest and opinion when it comes to energy supplies, when it comes to oil, when it comes to where we should get our oil from. And much of the polling that we've reported on has been done by the Montreal Economics Institute. So they decided to go out again, and they do it annually, and we spoke with them last year as well. So the Montreal Economic Institute commissioned Ipsos to poll Quebecers and Canadians on the issue of COP26 and how successful they expect that to be, and where Quebecers really want to get their oil from. I'm not talking about the Quebec government now or the Quebec elites, but the folks, you know, like you and me, who try to put a meal on the table, pay our taxes, try to get through life. Where do they want their oil to come from in Quebec? Joining us on the program is Maria Lily Shaw. She's an economist with the Montreal Economic Institute. She's been with us before. Maria Lily, thank you very much for coming on the program. I appreciate talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about this question about COP26 and what you asked Canadians about what they expect from COP26. What did you ask? What did you hear?
Well, like you said, every year the Montreal Economic Institute polls Canadians and Quebecers specifically to learn more about their opinions regarding energy and environmental issues. Now, this year, the poll actually coincided with the COP26 summit, so we took advantage of the opportunity to ask Canadians if they thought the summit would make a difference in the fight against climate change. And what the results showed us is that only 25% of Canadians were confident that COP26 would help find solutions with regard to global warming. And what that points to is a certain skepticism regarding the capacity of our global leaders to find a solution.
It's really, to me, it's surprising that the number was as low as 25%. I expected it to be higher. Maybe not a majority of folks who were asked across the country, but I surely expected it to be higher than one of four.
Yeah, well, the survey didn't go as far as to ask people to explain why they thought one way or another. We can nonetheless imagine that the lack of success of recent agreements and protocols may play an important role in their skepticism. But we also have to realize that the biggest emitter of GHGs in the world is China, whereas Canada's global share of GHG emissions is less than 1.5%. So we can guess that maybe people are a little exasperated by the whole topic.
Mm-hmm. It has been stated on several occasions, and your polling shows it again, that people are perhaps on side with the idea of battling climate change, but the line is drawn on expenditure. I'm okay with it. I support it. I want to see climate change be successful. However, I don't want to spend any more money than I'm spending now. That is exactly what you heard, isn't it? At least from a majority of Canadians.
Exactly, yes. The issue of climate change came up as the third most important topic. It does remain far behind healthcare and the economy in the eyes of Canadians, but still, you're placing them in the top three most important topics. But like you said, it doesn't mean that they're willing to make any more sacrifices, meaning that we already do make sacrifices for climate change. And the reason why I say this is because the polls show that 65% of Canadians say they are not able nor willing to pay one more cent in taxes per year to fight climate change. And so what we're seeing is that, yes, Canadians think environmental issues are important, of course, but they're not willing to fight against climate change at just any cost, which means that Canadians will have to think through their environmental policies and implement them in a way that is cost-efficient, but efficient no less.
Does this number compare with another number of a previous year? Have you asked this question before?
Well, actually, what we're seeing in this survey is the amount of I don't know answers are going up. So there might be a lack of understanding of the topic at hand here because, like I said, for most questions, between 17 and 30% actually say, I don't know. So it's possible that Canadians may be a little bit in the dark when it comes to these topics.
Mm-hmm. What we always find interesting is Quebecers' view on oil. And each year we hear from the Montreal Economic Institute that Quebecers would prefer to see the oil that they use be originate in the province of Quebec. But if it cannot originate in the province of Quebec, they're very clear about where they want it to come from. Tell us about that.
It is very clear, like you said, for those who believe that the oil should be imported into Quebec, 71% of Quebecers prefer that the province's oil actually come from domestic sources, meaning Western Canada. And there's a point to be made with this, because if oil is produced in Canada, then at least we know it's being resourced from environmental policies in a place where environmental policies are strict and where working conditions are safe for workers. And this kind of comes to a divergence with the opinions of Quebecers and what we're hearing from our politicians, because I don't know about you, but it's been a really long time since I've heard a Quebec politician say anything of the sort, and yet this is the opinion of those they represent.
I haven't heard anybody in the political spectrum in the province of Quebec speak favorably about delivering oil from Western Canada into Quebec. I've heard exactly the opposite. Mm-hmm. But setting these politicians aside, the people of Quebec are saying, no, wait a minute, we want our oil from Western Canada.
Exactly. That is overwhelming what we are hearing with this survey. I mean, 71% is pretty much the majority that say they want it to come from Western Canada, and a plurality of them think that pipelines would be the safest way to transport the oil to the province.
Yeah, that's something else we don't hear, either from Quebec politicians or from federal politicians. They're not representing the point of view of the average Quebecer.
Exactly. But the only place I think maybe the opinion can be shared between the Quebec population and the federal government does roam around the carbon capture technology. So our poll did show us that 70% of Quebecers agree that carbon capture technologies should play a bigger role in the province's environmental policies. And the federal government has identified what I will say is CCUS, actually carbon capture technology. I'll refer to it as CCUS, not only as an important tool for reducing emissions, but as the only technology currently available to allow the country to meet its net zero goals.
Yeah, the response from the federal government to that has been very frustrating to Premier Moe. As you heard him say, he said on this program just a couple of weeks ago, that given what they're hearing back from Ottawa, he's now arrived at the conclusion that Saskatchewan should have perhaps the same reality within Confederation that Quebec has. In other words, a nation within a nation. That's how frustrated the Premier of Saskatchewan is.
I can understand their frustration, that's for sure. If they don't want to cooperate with the way Saskatchewan thinks is the best way to go forward with these technologies, I can understand where they're coming from.
Yeah, Maria Lilly, where can our listeners have a look at your poll?
It's available on our website. It's the latest poll in the poll section.
Okay, and what's the website?
IEDM.org.
IEDM.org. If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.